Devin Wilkie's in his late 20s, and he's excited to be a first-time homeowner. When he was deciding where to put down roots, he chose Lebanon, in part because the city cares about energy, just like he does. He knew he was in for some challenges when he invested in a centuries-old fixer-upper, but still, he was surprised to go through about 1,000 gallons of heating oil last year.
I was, only because we had been told something different, but it was somewhat shocking to see just how much oil we were going through.
In buying the house, he says he was told he'd use roughly half the fuel he ended up needing. Live and learn. So this year, he pre-purchased oil to lock in a better price. And that's not all.
This here is the original outside wall.
He walks me down to the basement to show some of the renovations he's working on.
So insulating that is a big part of it.
Many of his projects aren't things you'd necessarily show off to house guests. They're things like insulation and patching small holes in walls and floors. But having researched energy issues, Wilkie knows these are the kinds of projects that can make a big dent in his heating and cooling costs down the line and reduce his carbon footprint as well.
Ultimately, I'll hope to have electric through solar panels. Ideally, just have it be, if not fully net zero, as close to net zero as possible.
Wilkie's been involved with neighbors who are organizing around energy issues, and city leaders are carrying the torch too. That includes Tad Montgomery, Lebanon's energy and facilities manager.
New Hampshire has lagged behind its neighbors, Massachusetts and Vermont, in the adoption of solar and most other renewable energies. And what we're doing in Lebanon has the potential to just leapfrog.
His job, to look at the city's energy use, is unique in the state. Lebanon is the first, if not the only, city to create such a position.
And my hope is that people look at what I'm doing here, what the city is doing here, and say, whoa, yeah, there is actually tremendous value in having people who focus primarily on these issues.
There's a lot of towns in New Hampshire that want to reduce their carbon footprint, but it's easier said than done. In Lebanon, they've got a combination of political will, resources, and local experts with years of experience in the technical details of energy policy. That's allowed them to push forward in interesting new ways. First, they're taking a hard look at the city's own energy use, what it's costing to run city infrastructure, city buildings. Montgomery has run or is on track to run energy audits of the city's water and wastewater treatment plants, police station, city hall, and library to see if they could be operated more efficiently. For example, if they could be better insulated. He's also looking to replace existing streetlights with LEDs. That's been done in other communities, but Montgomery wants to even make those lights dimmable to use less energy depending on traffic patterns, time of day, or even how much moonlight there is. And the city's moving forward with projects to generate energy on city-owned property with solar panels and by tapping into methane gas captured at the landfill. Over time, all these projects will essentially reduce the amount of public money getting spent on energy. But there are other things in the works that are even more innovative and could offer a more direct savings to residents. A critical one is called Lebanon Community Power.
One of the objectives of Lebanon Community Power is to create a platform in which people, businesses, organizations can buy and sell energy.
The devil is in the details here, and still a lot have to be worked out. But essentially, what the city wants to do, and they're working with the State Public Utilities Commission and Liberty Utilities to do this, is allow residents to purchase power directly from the city, from those solar or landfill projects, or from other residents with solar panels. Those who opt in would also pay variable rates for their electricity over the course of the day. Higher rates when demand is high, lower when demand is low, rather than the fixed rate that's now standard. Montgomery says this will save people money, but also allow them to take charge of what kind of energy they're using to move away from fossil fuels.
Okay, so what are we looking at here?
So this was the old main circuit breaker panel we had.
When you're talking about energy, you often find yourself in basements looking at tanks and wiring. And that's where Greg Ames, another Lebanon resident, led me to show the guts of his home power operation.
You have these two wires here, have the power coming down from the solar panels.
Ames, like Devin Wilkie, the young homeowner going through a lot of heating oil, is enthusiastic about Lebanon's various energy endeavors. Personally, he's farther along, though, on his energy goals. He's already got the solar panels, a Tesla to get himself around, and he's on a waiting list for a pilot battery energy storage program with Liberty Utilities. He's intrigued by the idea of being able to sell excess power he's generating on his roof back to neighbors for more money than he's currently getting from the utility. Plus, he thinks he could see significant savings if he's able to get off his fixed electric rate.
In my personal case, having the car, a big chunk of my electric usage can be shifted to nighttime. I don't have to charge the car the moment I come home. If I shift that charging to, say, midnight or 1 a.m., when electricity is going to be much cheaper, then I could cut my cost of driving in half.
To him, it's about sustainability and cost savings, but also about setting an example for what's possible anywhere. Here's Tad Montgomery again, Lebanon's energy manager.
If we can get this platform and these things up and running here, and it becomes replicated, which is our fervent hope, then New Hampshire could be the leader in this area in a short number of years.
For now, he says, it's about digging in and getting people engaged at the community scale, homeowner by homeowner, street by street. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.